Hello.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm with Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues on your area. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland, sir?
Yes.
Would you like to help us out with your opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, let's start. First statement says, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you, sir. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by the climate change in Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose such bill?
I would support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. A recent analysis found that equipment used in to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters caused three times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I have opposed.
Oppose, okay. Thank you, sir. I am going to read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first proposal would be improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support it or oppose it?
Support.
Okay. Next, providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Support.
Okay. Next, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Say that again.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Support.
Okay, next, increasing access to public transportation.
Support.
Okay, next, expanding quality healthcare.
Support, most definitely support.
Okay. Next, installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Support.
Okay. And the next one, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, how convincing do you find the following statements? I want to read to you three statements, okay, for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. And you tell me if you find the statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, okay? The first one is, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception. blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find that statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I find it convincing.
Somewhat, you say?
Excuse me?
Somewhat convincing or very convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay.
Because they knew about it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next statement says, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. How do you find that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat convincing. Okay, and the last statement says, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer planet. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events.
I agree.
Okay, so very convincing. All right. Thank you, sir. Next, It says, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It would have no impact on my opinion.
I'm sorry, you said no impact?
No impact.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish it, or would it stay the same?
It would stay the same.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next one, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish it, or would it have no impact?
It wouldn't have no impact because I know what's going on.
Okay.
It don't have nothing to do with, well, it do have something to do with fossil fuel and all that, but the climate control is because of the wrath of God on their butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Next, sir.
But it don't have a defense against the forces of nature.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Next, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to the consumers?
No, I don't agree with that.
No, huh? I strongly oppose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. Next, moving on. We're almost done here. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the independent?
Robert F. Kennedy, the independent.
I'm sorry?
Kennedy, the independent.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. And these last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your response, okay? Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Okay. Thank you, sir. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Neither one.
Neither. Okay.
No. I'm registered as a Democrat, but I would vote for neither one.
Okay. And last question, sir. What is your race? White, African-American, or other?
African-American.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and have yourself a great night, okay?
You too, you as well. You have a great
okay,
night.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.